Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey everyone, thank you all for tuning into Biz My Kids, the quarantine edition. My name is Nikki Watson, and I just want to let you know that our future is so bright. Why? You're about to see young scholars pour their heart out, want to know, what does it take to be successful? They'll be interviewing today's business leaders to learn how to be tomorrow's business leaders. They will break down those communication barriers between different generations. Check them out.
Hi guys, today we're here with award-winning journalist and writer, Mr. Panama Jackson. Today I'll be asking the first question. My first question for you is, as an award-winning writer, where do you find your motivation?
Question. I think because of the kind of things I get the opportunity to write about, so I'll write about movies, music, life, whatever. Life is a motivator. I know that's kind of a cliche, but you know, when I go outside and I see crazy things happening, I write about that stuff and I write articles about that. So also keeping the lights on, I like paying my bills and making sure that that they don't get cut off. That's my motivation too. So having a job that I actually like is the biggest motivator.
So with writing, where do you see this taking you? Well, did you originally see this taking you as far as it did?
No, not at all. In fact, I didn't want to be a writer for a living. It's something I just started doing kind of as a joke. I thought I was going to be a school teacher, actually, or maybe a musician of some sort. And I started writing kind of as a joke. And it just turned into something that I was able to turn into a career. And, you know, as they say, you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. And it worked out for me. You know, it worked out really well for me, and I'm happy with it. And it gives me an opportunity to go all the same places I thought I would be able to go in other areas and stuff. So it's been a really cool journey.
Well, since you live in Washington, D.C., it seems as if you've had a chance to watch the political tide as it changes. What's one thing you would like to say to an up-and-coming political analyst?
Listen, if you want to be in politics or anything that allows other people to make determinations about who you are as a person, you have to learn not to take things personal. You have to be able to let things roll off your back. People are going to talk bad about you. That's just how life goes. But you have to be able to listen to, you have to be able to hear the compliments, the good stuff, and not listen to the negative stuff. That's the best advice I have for anybody interested in going into politics.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for being here, Mr. Jackson.
My pleasure.
So my first question is, how, like, in your when you were younger, what did you aspire to be, and like, who are your role models that helped you get to where you were?
When I was younger, I think, like I said, I wanted to be a teacher, but there was no teacher in particular that made me like want to do that. I liked being in classrooms. I liked that teachers were helping me learn. My role models are actually like my oldest sister is probably my biggest role model, because I used to steal all her music. She helped me get fashionable. Like, I learned everything about being cool from my oldest sister. So, you know, that's it helped me, oddly enough, it helped me in life becoming a writer, because all the things that I learned from her and that she helped me understand are the things that I write about today. So in an odd kind of way, my sister was my role model early on, but she didn't even realize what she was helping me, preparing me for in my life later on.
So your sister is to thank for what you have become.
Yeah. She's definitely she's a significant contributor to who I am today.
Since when you first wrote your first book, like how many times did you try to quit before you actually like just caught on and caught yourself and you moved the way?
That's a really good question. The book, the my partner and I wrote a book together in 2011 called Oh my goodness. Your degrees won't keep you warm at night. Anyway, if it wasn't for my partner, I don't know that we ever would have finished that book because I learned something about myself. I'm not a hugely patient person. So I grew up, I have a theater background. I used to act and play. So that means I like doing things one time. I don't like doing them over and over again. So it was really hard for me to go back and reread things that we'd written over and over again to try to fix them to make them better. Like I don't have the patience for that kind of thing. So it took a long time to get that book finished because I couldn't sit still and edit things that we've done. It probably took us 3 years to get that book finished because I couldn't focus. So I wanted to quit a lot. I mean, at least 3 or 4 times. I'm glad we didn't quit. Obviously, I wouldn't be where I am today if we'd taken a step back then. But it wasn't easy. I mean, I'm a Gemini, which means I'm all over the place. Like my brain is all over the place all the time. And that held very true when it came to writing a book.
What advice would you give your younger selves to get where you are today?
I would tell my younger self to trust myself earlier on. Like I took a very long path to get where I am today as a writer because I didn't think that's what I should be doing. I thought I should be focused on something that was going to be a guaranteed job or something like that. But the truth is, had I stuck to what I was really good at when I was younger, like being in the arts and being in music and in those things, if I had trusted myself enough to really give that an opportunity, I'm pretty sure I'd have gotten to the same place or even further much sooner. So I wish that I would have listened, you know, kind of just gave myself an opportunity to do things earlier on without thinking about it too much, without thinking myself out of it.
So should kids our age use that same advice to get where they want to get to?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know what it is? I think if you have something that you really are passionate about, I think you owe it to yourself to see what that passion really means to you. You know, if you love playing the clarinet, I mean, really give it a shot because you don't know what you can do with that. You know, like my problem was I was really good at, like I played piano and keys and stuff like that. And I just didn't really know what I was going to do with that. I kept thinking I need to just focus on math and things like that to get a real job. And you should. I mean, it helped me in life. Like I have no complaints. But I wish that I would have figured out the artsy part of myself much earlier on. So with my own kids, I'm going to tell them, like, if they want to try something, go try it. You want to learn how to be a DJ? Let's do that. Let's do this stuff. Let's give everything a shot so you can at least, you don't have to look back and wonder about what would have happened if you had tried it earlier.
Thank you guys. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to BMK today. Today we had Omari Reary and Isaiah Avery doing an interview. So basically, to recap, they asked some great questions. They had some beautiful topics to talk about. Thank you.
I want to send my well wishes out to all the people, the first responders that's out there on the front line doing their thing for us during this time with the COVID-19.
I would like to send my well wishes to all the patients that are suffering with COVID-19 to their families because they have to go through it and they are not allowed to see their loved ones.
Yeah, I too would probably send my well wishes out. I have several friends who are doctors who are on the front lines of these things. In emergency rooms in Brooklyn, in Nashville, in Atlanta. I have a lot of friends who are doctors who are, you know, seemingly putting their own lives on the line to make sure that we get to the end of this as quickly as possible. So I would send my well wishes out to all those individuals who are giving selflessly of themselves so that we can get to a better tomorrow. Listen. The sky really is your limit, I promise you, especially with technology and the internet and the way everything is today. There really is nothing. I really do believe there's not much that you can't accomplish or can't achieve. As long as if you figure it out, if you see a vision for something, talking about platforms and websites and all that stuff, create your own platform, create your own space to exist. It really is freedom. There's nothing better than being your own boss, even at a young age. and having a voice that other people listen to and are willing to listen to, because they know that what you have to say is something they should be checking out. It's freedom. Being your opinion is freedom. Your voice is freedom.
Use it.
Be free. Yeah, use it.
Thank you for watching Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future.